Reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, a familiar one for most all of you, and I've stated this one over the air many times over the years. It's one of my favorites. Actually, in fact, it's the first verse I ever memorized, but it's a special verse to our special guest, and we'll introduce her in just a minute. But let me recite Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Well, welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's January 30th, 2014, and a little house cleaning before I have Huey Freeman back in the studio again to introduce our special guest. So stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes as I hope, Lord willing, we'll have a God-inspiring story to tell you and a ministry work that's going on in and around the Decatur area that will benefit us all as we learn what God's doing in Decatur through the new Life Pregnancy Center. But first, if you missed the Monday or Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, we were talking about who is Jesus. When I say we, Nikki Gumbel, who is the founder of the Alpha Course, and this next week, this coming Monday and Tuesday, we'll be talking about why did Jesus die? So that'll continue our series in the Alpha Course on Monday and Tuesdays during Mark and Friends. And if you were tuned in on Wednesday, you heard from Rich Mendola, and he's coming to town on Saturday and Sunday. He's going to be putting on a workshop at Twin City Bible Church at 8:15 Saturday morning to 11:30, and you need to register if you have a heart for helping out international students. This will be very beneficial as it'll bring together a lot of different ministries that are reaching out to the internationals, and then Rich, who has 30-plus years of experience reaching the internationals, he'll come and educate us and share some of his vision. He's the Executive Director of International Friendships, and he was featured on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, and all Mark and Friends programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org. And yesterday you heard from Cherry Joey Kroll, and his message was titled Chaos in the Kitchen. What a delight Joey is to this radio ministry, and I appreciate him always filling in on Thursdays. So it was a great lineup this week, and if you missed any of the programs, stop by greatnewsradio.org. Well, today we're going to be talking about the New Life Pregnancy Center located in Decatur, and I learned of Penny Weaver through Huey Freeman, and you know Huey, he's been in the studio a number of times, and last week on Wednesday and Friday, he talked about his new book, Legendary Locals of Decatur, and as Huey was leaving the studio, he said, Mark, anytime you need some inspiring, God-honoring testimonies for morning programs, I got a whole list of them, and I said, hey, Huey, I may take you up on that at some point, and the next day, I called him up, and I said, hey, because of my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo's schedule being so filled, I might need a special interview here and there, and so he said, oh, I'll just email you some options, so he sent me a glowing report about this Penny Weaver and the work she does in Decatur, and so I said, sure, let's work that out for Friday. So, Huey, you said a lot of wonderful things about Penny, and in fact, you wrote about her in your book, Legendary Locals of Decatur, but why did you choose her of all the people in this book or all the people you could think of to bring to the studio with you?
Well, honestly, when I used to cover the religion beat for the Herald and Review, and I met Penny, I'm thinking somewhere in the neighborhood, 10 or 12 years ago, and her organization, New Life Pregnancy Center, does a magnificent job of helping pregnant women, young moms, women who've had abortions, even dads and families. It's just one of the most spiritually minded, generous ministries. And as you've got to know with Penny just in a short time, you know, she has God's love in her. She has faith in Christ and just a real heart for people. I would recommend anybody who's in any kind of need, you know, in relation to being a young mom or a pregnant woman or a young person who has questions about life and, you know, whether or not you're going to have an abortion or have a baby, that type of thing. That Penny's ministry is just, it's an exemplary ministry.
And so you said, Mark, I need to have her in the studio, right?
Absolutely.
And with us in the studio, all the way in from Decatur, and we appreciate you covering out time, Penny, and being available. And I should tell our listeners, we're just getting to know each other. In fact, we've had about a half hour in the studio praying up the program, and I usually like to ask my guests, is there like a lampshade story or a unique God-honoring illustration that you want to share or you want me to lean into or start talking about? And you said, Mark, there's many things I've seen God do through New Life Pregnancy Center. You just start asking questions, and I'll tell stories. And so how about we begin with a little of your faith journey and then how you've been serving and a part of New Life Pregnancy Center for 25 years now as their executive director. So faith journey and then a little bit of how God's led you to this point where you're the executive director.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mark, for having me on Great News Radio. And Huey, you are always too kind. Thank you. I came to know Christ as a little girl. I asked him into my heart when I was 4 years old and have served him basically my entire life. But as a young mom, I was involved in a Bible study where I really feel like Jesus just came alive in my life. And I did turn a corner, I believe, at that time. And I have just been serving him, really, with my whole heart ever since.
Now, when you say 4 years old, for some people, they'll be like, what does that mean? How do you come to Christ? But I know Jim Dobson and others distinctly know at five or four, I knelt down next to my grandmother or next to my bed, or I recognized I needed a Savior. So take us a little through, because there might be somebody, maybe a skeptic or somebody that's never been to church, or what do you mean you have a relationship with God?
Right.
So what was that awareness at like four that then developed later on as you matured?
Well, I'm 54, so that was a long time ago. But I was raised in a Christian home, so we talked about a relationship with Jesus all the time. We were in church a lot, and it was a knowing that I needed to ask Christ to be my Lord and Savior, and then just to start living that out as a young child. And as I look back on my life, I definitely see that he had his hand on my life, in the decisions that I made, in the way I chose to live my life. So it's just a knowing, and I see the difference. I see the difference that it has made in my life now, at this point in my life, as I look back.
And it sounds like you got involved in Bible studies
and other fellowships
and obviously a Bible-believing church, and so people were pouring into you and nurturing you along the way. But when did you meet Mark, your husband of these 35 years, and how did that love story come about? And
we met on a blind date. Yes, and we were married 9 months later, and we didn't have to get married. So anyway, so it was just kind of a whirlwind, and we have been together ever since, and we have three grown children, and yeah.
So blind date. Now I have to pry a little. Huey, you should have warned her. You know, we get up close and personal here. Was it love at first sight, and how did that 9 months?
Not for me.
Okay.
I don't know about him.
So he was blind. No, he wasn't blind. So you, no.
We better not go there.
Yeah. But God has obviously been the center of your marriage after 35 years, going strong, and three grown children.
Yes.
So when was the interest or the developing interest in the New Life Pregnancy Center? Because I know you initially began by volunteering.
I did. I had two very young children, and my husband was having coffee with a bunch of women at Hardee's most days of the week, and he came home one day, and he shared that one of the women had a daughter who was pregnant, and they were talking about having an abortion, and he just looked at me, and he said, we have to do something. And at that time, I had no idea what to do. I say I came out of the womb pro-life, so I've always believed in the sanctity of life. But I had not put that belief into actions, really. And so I started researching, looking around Decatur, and I found what was then called Decatur Crisis Pregnancy Center, and went to them for help. And I walked in the door, and I've never left.
And you kind of went there for help and advice to assist your husband or assist this woman that was trying to discern what to do. Okay.
Exactly. So when he talks about how many hours I work today, I say, it's all your fault. All your fault. You got me into this.
So now serving 25 years, I'm sure there's lots of stories of where you've seen God kind of orchestrate a situation where a girl that was going to maybe choose abortion chose to carry the child to term.
We see that happen all the time. Last year, 99% of our clients chose to have their children, and we just feel so very blessed by that. But a lot of women come in struggling, just full of fear, feeling totally trapped, and see that abortion is the answer in their mind. And that's what we tell them in our society. We paint abortion as this big eraser. It's a quick fix. It'll take care of all your problems. And many women truly believe that it will solve whatever problems they're facing.
Now, Huey was saying the New Life Pregnancy Center offers many different services. And you're very, I think Huey used the word, very overt. Jesus is a part of the decision-making, the sharing, the providing hope. It's something that it's easy for you and some of your staff to be able to share to the women because you love the Lord.
Right. Well, we are a Christian ministry, and all of our volunteers, all of our staff, we are all Christ followers. Mm-hmm. And so we have a passion for the sanctity of life, but our focus is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we are always praying for opportunities to share Jesus with anyone. I don't care. It can be the mail carrier who walks through our door. We mm-hmm. want to show them the love of Christ.
There must be something in the DNA, Huey, because Penny here is so much like Greta Henry, who many of our listeners know through the Living Alternatives Crisis Pregnancy Center. I think they
yes.
maybe switched their name or tailored it or tweaked it a little, and then I know they have Mercy's Refuge, which is a special home. But it seems like both of you, God has just instilled not only a passion, but the skills and the wherewithal, because it's a taxing job, and you deal with a lot of emotions and people that are making maybe some poor choices. Or coming out of an environment that's destructive or dysfunctional. And so there's a lot of giving your heart and trying to provide hope and counsel and recommendations to these women. How do you meet that task?
Well, no one person could do it all. And so we at New Life Pregnancy Center are really blessed to have a staff of about 18 individuals and then around 200 volunteers who just care about the women who walk through our doors. And so it's very much a team effort. And our volunteers do a large majority of the ministry that actually takes place at New Life Pregnancy Center.
Is there a phone number and a website for our listeners? I know we have a lot of listeners over towards Decatur and Clinton and Maroa and some of the smaller towns, and our signal just barely gets into the Decatur area, but for those that want to find out more or be supportive and certainly lift you up in prayer, what's a phone number for them to contact you or a website?
NewLifePregnancyCenter.com. And our phone number is 217-872-5556. That's 217-872-5556.
NewLifePregnancyCenter.com, NewLifePregnancyCenter.com. In case you just tuned in, we have Penny Weaver in the studio. She's the executive director of New Life Pregnancy Center, recommended by Huey Freeman, our good friend who's also in the studio. And Huey, you've written stories about Penny and her staff and the volunteers, and you've been just very impressed by seeing how God has used this ministry in and around the Decatur area. So with your many stories over the many years, is there one in particular that challenged you or broke your heart or had you passionately praying on behalf of Penny and the staff?
Well, I'll just say that I remember when I heard that they had this post-abortion counseling at that time, maybe it was 8 or 10 years ago. I had never heard of such a thing. And so I was on the religion beat, and I thought, wow, it's absolutely phenomenal because Christians are more known, you know, the stripe of Christians that are pro-life are more known for trying to prevent abortions, but just the compassion, you know, I felt the compassion that women, I've known women who've had abortions. I was not a Christian until I was 25 years old. I've known quite a few women who've had abortions. Women that I was close with that were just I thought were wonderful people, and the idea that God put on their hearts to care for these women and to reach out to them, that really touched my heart.
Now, we began the program, Penny, with a few verses that steer to your heart, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I know many of our listeners are probably familiar with that. Why did you choose that when I said, what's a favorite verse or a passage of Scripture that's close to you?
It just always has been, and I have to trust God day in and day out. In and of myself, I will mess it up every time. So I just know that has just been my life verse for as long as I can remember. Mark, let me comment on what Huey just said. When you stop and think that abortion was legalized in our country in 1973, since that time, over 57 million abortions have taken place. And so that is 57 million unborn children, but that is 57 million times that women underwent that experience. That is so many women that today are hurting. And these women are our sisters. They are mothers. They are daughters. They are best friends. They are the woman that sits next to us in the church pew. And they are keeping this secret that is just holding them in bondage and keeping them, I truly believe, from being everything that God has created them to be, because of the secret that they carry and this shame that they deal with day in and day out.
Now, Penny, I'm thinking certainly there's listeners that are tuned in that you're striking a chord in their heart, or they're like, She's speaking to me. Is there hope? Is there forgiveness? Is there a way I can change? Or how can I heal through this? Or I've just buried it. I don't even want to deal with it, but suddenly now the topic's coming up and they're tuned in. What would you say to those women or that person that's struggling right now and doesn't feel like she can even forgive herself?
Right. There is forgiveness. There is hope. And we have a wonderful program at New Life Pregnancy Center called Surrendering the Secret. And this is a very confidential group that's led by women who have all had abortions. They have been trained to facilitate this group, and their heart's cry is that they can come alongside other women who share that experience and help them find the freedom, the forgiveness, the healing that they have found through Jesus Christ. And the transformation in these lives of these women, it is just amazing, amazing at what God can do when you are willing to just totally turn that life experience over to Him.
Penny, is there a phone number or a confidential number, something that a listener could call to get in touch with you or to find out more about this program?
There's a couple of different ways. We do have a number that is dedicated to PACE, which is our post-abortion counseling and education program. It will only be answered by a woman who has been trained, who has shared that experience of abortion. The number is 217-521-8834. That's 217-521-8834. And they can also go to goaskmegz.com. Goaskmegz.com. And they will be able to see the story of a woman who has walked that road of healing from a past abortion, and they can interact with her via her website. So if you are listening to Great News Radio right now and you have this experience of an abortion in your past, I just want to assure you that there is a safe place where you can go and talk to someone. Their heart's desire is that they could come alongside you and help you. The program that we have at New Life Pregnancy Center available to someone who has experienced an abortion in their past is called Surrendering the Secret. The number that you can call is 217-521-8834, and Megan would love to talk to you.
And there's also a website, goaskmegz.com, goaskmegz.com.
Yes.
Now, I know there's many other services also provided by New Life Pregnancy Center. Maybe highlight a few in our closing couple minutes.
Okay, one of the best things we do since 1991, we have been in area schools teaching abstinence. Really, it is God's perspective on healthy relationships. Last year, we taught 3,500 students in about a 45-minute radius of Decatur.
And doesn't that have a unique name or something?
It's called Sex Esteem. The program in the school, the presentation, is actually called Sex Sanity. And we are now learning that we are calling it, in place of abstinence, it's still an abstinence-only program, sexual risk avoidance. We are teaching these kids how to avoid all of the risks that are involved in sexual activity. It is a God-honoring program. God's truths, we don't get to say these are God's truths in the public schools, but they are based on biblical principles.
Sure.
Another program that we have at New Life Pregnancy Center is our in-house education program known as BEST. BEST stands for Blessings, Encouragement, Support, and Training. And that is truly what we strive to do and be for our clients that come in and are pregnant or they have young children. We provide a lot of educational opportunities. When they attend these classes, they receive what we call care cash. It's kind of like New Life Monopoly money. And then they use that to shop in our boutique for everything that a child would need, from diapers, wipes, to a brand new baby bed. And so instead of giving a hand out to these moms and these dads, we are giving them a hand up. And all the while, we are weaving godly truths through the education that they receive.
Well, thank you, God, for Penny Weaver and New Life Pregnancy Center. To find out more, you can stop by newlifepregnancycenter.com, newlifepregnancycenter.com, or call them at 217-872-5556.
That's correct.
That's 217 217-872-5556. Well, Penny, we're out of time. Huey, time is just flying by. We're having so much fun, and I appreciate you recommending Penny and the great work that she's doing at New Life Pregnancy Center there in Decatur. And we'd encourage our listeners, if one of the topics was covered today that's touching your heart, don't hesitate. Call today and see how God will answer your prayers through New Life Pregnancy Center. And for those of you with resources or the ability to volunteer or participate in the great work they're doing, give them a call also at the 217-872-5556 number. Well, Penny, thanks for being available for today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, and bringing along Huey Freeman with you.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure to be here and to be with your great news radio listening audience.
Hey, thanks so much for having Penny here and New Life Pregnancy Center. They do such a tremendous job and for so many people.
And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Well, before I close out with a special song for you, Penny, veteran listeners to Great News Radio, February's around the corner, and that means Founders Week. So beginning Monday night, February 2nd at 7 p.m. on WGNN, Paul Nyquist will kick off Founders Week. So we'll carry live coverage from the Moody Memorial Church Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., and then Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to noon on WGNN. So those of you that love Founders Week will be carrying all the live sessions on WGNN. Well, here's a favorite song I love to play around Mother's Day. It's titled High Chair by Steve and Annie Chapman on their CD Mother's Touch. And we appreciate all moms. We appreciate you, Penny, and the great work you and your staff are doing at New Life Pregnancy Center. Go, moms, and God be with you, because you just never know who you're raising up to influence the world in the days ahead. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Who is that little fella with ketchup on his nose, spaghetti in his hair, and that Kodak pose? Who's sitting in that high chair, keeping rhythm with a spoon? He's got your full attention, and you're crazy as a loon. Well, he might be the doctor that finally finds a cure, or the one who brings the schools back into prayer. He may be there with you when you're old and all alone. Little lady, as precious as a lamb, painting like an artist with that pudding in her hand. Who's sitting in that high chair with her supper on the floor? She's got you saying things like, I can't take it anymore. She might be the first lady to fly beyond the moon, or the one who changes history with her prayers. She may be there with you when you're old and all. It's where the future treasures always go to hide. Oh, he might be the doctor that finally finds a cure, or she might change.